Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time here on Talk Radio 1210. Coming up, we're going to talk with Dr. Victoria Coates. One of our heavy hitters today, a lot of stuff built out, and she is as insightful as anybody you're going to find. I want to play you, though, from yesterday. We're talking about Stephen Miller. We had a caller, John, who I know over the years, Huntington Valley, and his defense or his being apoplectic over my say how dangerous this is with Stephen Miller. The Nazi stuff with Trump and the president and Trump supporters, particularly with Trump, has Secret Service protection. Stephen Miller does not. He has protection. But it is amazing to me the target they're painting on this guy's back. So here's how it sounded. And listen toward the end, talking about Nuremberg trials are going to come up as a result of what Trump and Stephen Miller are doing. Let's see what John in Huntington Valley says about it on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, how have you been?
Dom, it's a pleasure to speak with you again.
Thank you, John.
You're catching me in Arby's parking lot eating a roast turkey gyro. Anyway,
I hope it's good. Nice. We're all hungry here.
Thumbs up for Arby's gyros. Great value.
Good.
The Stephen Miller stuff strikes me quite close to home because I'm Jewish, so is he. His uncle wrote an op-ed, a concentration camp survivor, I think, about how Miller is a disgrace to the family. Dom, I don't understand where you've gone with just following everything for a right. Your intellectual integrity was a lot greater in the old days. What happened, Dom?
All right, wait a minute, John. Let's stick on Miller here, okay? People can make their own decision on me. John, you want to go after Miller on the policy. You want to go after Miller even stylistically that he gets into a fight early on here. But, John, targeting this guy as a Nazi, as Goebbels, is going to result, well, it's pushing the level here unbelievably. Trump is one thing. That's already problematic, John. You just can't do this.
Dom, what's being done on the right? Have you listened to Miller's rhetoric?
Okay.
About people of color, Hispanics? Dom, you're the hypocrisy.
All right, John. Well, then I guess you don't understand how violence, this guy's protected, but not that well versus this attack by De Niro and others.
Dom, what he's espousing, I have a saying, being Jewish, where we come from, never again. And Trump, Miller, Homan, that's what you guys are doing. And Trump, or Dom, I have to be honest, one day, we may have our own Nuremberg trials, and people have to be held to account with due process.
All right, thank you, John. My goodness. All right, so let's bring in Dr. Victoria Coates. Dr. Victoria, of course, at the Heritage Foundation, Vice President of Heritage's Catherine and Shelby Cullum Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy, and former Deputy National Security Advisor for President Donald Trump. And, of course, her current book, ripped from the headlines, Gaza, Israel, and Our Role Around That. Dr. Coates, welcome in. And, boy, a lot of big issues. But I wanted to ask you about this. You probably know Stephen Miller. the pivot with the no kings thing. One thing to me to go after Trump in this manner, that's dangerous. He's more protected. But Miller has become more the focal point now.
It's really quite bizarre, Dom. I mean, Stephen Miller is a committed public servant. He served for years in the Senate when I was serving with Senator Cruz. And, you know, he is an intense guy. He feels very passionately about these issues. And that's why President Trump brought him in. And he has the president's complete confidence. But I mean, he's a human being like everyone else. And to suggest that, you know, Stephen, who's Jewish, is some kind of Nazi. It's just bizarre. And I think it shows us how dangerous our political climate is right now, and that people start to depersonalize individuals on the other side and treat them as if they're abstract monsters. Like there's something in a video game because these people aren't interacting like in human terms enough. And then that's okay then to spew this kind of just savage hate at them, and even in the case of Charlie Kirk, to assassinate them. So it's very dangerous. It's very ugly. And I think we desperately need to lower the temperature on this.
Yeah, and that would be the first, rather than vague things, can we stop it with the Nazi stuff? That would be the first thing to do if they want to say, okay, well, then President Trump shouldn't do X, or Stephen Miller shouldn't do something specific. All right, we can go back and forth on that. I just think, though, this to them is it codifies their thinking. They don't have a lot of thoughts to articulate, but they can go down Broadway with this. There's a podcaster, this Welsh woman, who really went over the line, and he might sue her. I don't know that I'd recommend him to do that. He may just have to take it. But I'm talking about real danger, given he's not protected like the president of the United States.
No, and that's also, you know, sort of the general problem with presidential service. It's a huge honor for those of us who get the opportunity mm-hmm. to do it. But for the lower downs, you're not protected. I had a lot of security threats from the Iranians who took a dim view of some of my activities in the first term. And the Biden administration would do nothing to help me when that happened. And so it's also a way you can punish people down the road if the other party gets into power. They can, you know, sort of take revenge on you by not helping you in security situations. But the other thing I'll say about this fetishization of Nazis and Hitler is it cheapens the Nazis
yes.
and Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole large section in my book, The Battle for the Jewish State, about what actually happened during World War II, why the Holocaust happened, what necessitated the modern state of Israel being formed in 1948, given what had happened. And it is truly monstrous. And we need to remember that history, not treat it as a talking point.
Absolutely. I wanted to start by talking with you about Putin now and the Budapest summit being called off. Is it called off because of the polls? I'm not buying that, but you might know better that if he went through their airspace, there would be a problem. What happened?
Well, that's kind of the excuse. I think if we needed to get Putin to Budapest, we could get Putin to Budapest. The mm-hmm. Poles are not eager to start World War III, and they are eager to get the Ukraine war resolved. So that, to me, it's an excuse. So I think more of what's happening is the president took a look at this in his most recent phone call with Putin. He did not see him making any considerable movement. The president did make something of, I don't know that I'd call it a concession, but he made a move on Friday when he decided not to give the Tomahawks to Zelensky yet, kept that card in his pocket. And so I think he expected maybe Putin to move a little bit after that, and Putin didn't. He bombed a kindergarten overnight. There are all these horrible pictures online of Ukrainian soldiers rescuing little toddlers from this bombed-out building. And so, you know, that doesn't seem like a really good predicate for a head of state meeting. So I think the president's not particularly interested in it either. He's got plenty on his plate, things to occupy his time here at home.
Well, I'm very glad about that because, you know, I was in the camp, not that Trump doesn't see through Putin, but trying to soften him up is not the thing that ultimately works with him. You can try a little bit, but it's what levers do you have? And I think maybe he gets the message on this. the Tomahawks. If Zelensky were given the Tomahawks, is that a game changer in any, I don't mean winning the war necessarily, but what possibly, what's the downside of that?
Well, the downside is that they would allow Zelensky to, for example, strike Moscow.
Right.
Which is something that, we strategically have tried to dissuade them from doing because we think it would provoke Putin into an even more brutal advance into Ukraine. But at the same time, they would also allow Zelensky to hit the Russian energy infrastructure. And I think that's something we would be fully supportive of, that Putin has targeted everything up to and including Ukraine's nuclear energy facilities, which is a wildly irresponsible thing to do, given the fallout that they should know about from Chernobyl. It would be a suitable retaliation for Zelensky. And it would also hit Putin where he's the most vulnerable right now, which is economically. So I think you're going to see the president start to make some moves in terms of cutting off Russian energy exports, particularly to India, working with India, making sure they can get as much energy as they need on the regular energy market. Fortunately, we are now producing at a record amount because of President Trump's policies. This should bring record production for this great state of Pennsylvania in terms of natural gas. We can really amp that up. There's talk again of building a natural gas export facility in New Jersey or in the Philadelphia area. Send that gas across to Europe. So the Europeans who, Don, this is shocking. They bought more Russian oil and gas in 2024 than they ever have before.
Wow.
Ever. And 2 days ago, the European Union came out with great fanfare and said that they're going to gradually reduce their imports of Russian gas and oil, and they'll be free of it when? In 2028, when this war will be 6 years old. I'm sorry, that's not quick enough. So I think the president can put a lot of pressure on the Europeans to buy nice, clean American gas, get off the Russian gas.
And to your point, you know, the media doesn't want to cover that this is the lever over Putin. I mean, you've laid it out beautifully. That's what drives this guy. That's the downside. That's what he cannot have. Let's turn to Gaza right now. And it seems to me that all sides, somewhat the media, are, you know, playing fair here and saying this is still historic, despite what Hamas is doing, just murdering people, and that it holds despite that. Do you see it that way, that people want this to succeed versus they're trying immediately to pull the rug out from under?
Well, the big question in my mind, Dom, is what the Palestinians living in Gaza want. And mm-hmm. there are a couple of things that are different now. And you have, for starters, the fact that the Arab world is firmly behind this plan. And the Abraham Accords are not breaking down, even after 2 years of war. And we saw the United Arab Emirates buy the land that they've been trying to buy for, I think, 5 years now in Israel to build a permanent embassy. You've had Bahrain, this all happened this week, Bahrain come out and announce their new accept the credentials for the new Israeli ambassador to Bahrain and announce that they are appointing a new ambassador to Israel. So what we're seeing is firming up of those ties that Israel's enemies had hoped would fracture. That's what's coming out of this deal. That's really important. And then Jared Kushner came out today and said, you know, maybe we can create a scenario by which if Hamas is being intractable in their areas of Gaza that they still control, we'll start the rebuilding in the areas that Israel controls.
Ah.
And maybe the Palestinians will say, after this 2 years of war, which is very different from what they've had before, they've had sort of six-week battles. 2 years has been completely devastating to the Strip. There's nothing there anymore. There's nothing to rebuild. You've got to start from scratch. And so if they see, you know, buildings, industry, jobs coming back to the Israeli-controlled areas in Gaza, did they finally make the choice that's been in front of them for over 50 years and choose a future for their children rather than trying to kill Jews?
Dr. Victoria Coates with us. Dr. Trump, this is a 90-10 issue, I think. What we're doing with Colombia and Venezuela, the drug boats, the threat to Maduro. And Trump is not going to put boots on the ground, risk American lives. He never does that. Your thoughts on where we're headed, and particularly the Colombian dictator, seems to rub Trump a little bit the wrong way, to put it mildly.
Well, I think both Maduro in Venezuela and Petro in Colombia are pretty bad actors in the region who are materially contributing to the scourge of drugs that is flowing into the United States. It came in during the Biden administration through their open borders. So many Americans addicted to fentanyl and dying by the tens of thousands. This is just atrocious. So I'm never going to apologize for being too mean to the cartels. So I think the president, who's designated them a foreign terrorist organization, is determined to end this scourge. And we just are fully supportive of it. And one other thing for your listeners to pay some attention to is there are elections coming up in March for Colombia, and Petro can't run for another term. And even he's not popular enough to take the steps that Maduro has taken and Chavez before him to have permanent power in Venezuela. So we may get a new government in Colombia in March. This would be a great and good thing. Their former ambassador to the United States, a friend of mine, Ambassador Pinzon, is running. He would be a great president for Colombia and a great friend to President Trump.
Well, maybe we'll broadcast from Colombia, a friend of yours, if he's new there. The only thing is I'm not rolling down the window like Harrison Ford.
Smart.
Smart. The battle for the Jewish state. What else are you up to next? Anything here in Philadelphia, or what's the next big thing for Dr. Victoria?
Well, we're working on a bunch of things, and one of my big projects takes me back to my art history days. You might know I have a PhD in Italian Renaissance art, so I'm busily writing a book about how Michelangelo's David and Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa were created in the same place at the same time, 1503 in Florence. So that'll be done in the first half of next year, and hopefully you'll have me back on to talk about it.
Oh, more than that. We're headed to Italy. We're headed to Sicily right now and to Calabria, where my wife Ro is from, with about 60 listeners. So I did.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Invite me along as a tour guide next time.
You know what? We got another one on the drawing board, the Fine Arts with Dr. Victoria and Fine Bloviation with Dom. It's a winning package.
Well, we
will definitely be doing that. Thank you, Dr. Coates. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug.
Dr. Victoria Coates. No, I didn't know that, Amory. How many PhDs can one person have? I would settle for an honorary PhD. We tried that with somebody once. It just never worked. All right. We're coming to you on the side question. Unbelievable stuff. Dr. Victoria Coates, Battle for the Jewish State, the current book. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Your reaction to John's call. We had somebody yesterday. We'll hold that off for a while. Your reaction, though. This idea now of a Nuremberg Commission with Stephen Miller, Trump. But what I see playing out here, and I see more of it today, they're determined, all right, we've done it with Trump. Trump supporters, here's what they're thinking. Trump, you're not going to den him with the Nazi stuff and all his supporters. But Miller, in their mind, is so completely unlikable. Go after him. Go after this guy. Make him go nuts. And they know that Miller is the brain power, the drive, domestically. So they want to make him a target. They know in some kind of random encounter, whatever, he may have to face down the mob or somebody else. That's the environment we're in. They will not give in on this Nazi point. How are you going to negotiate with people that won't even say, okay, we got to stop doing the Nazi thing. What do we have to do? All right, tell us, you know, and I don't know why. Do you know this? I vaguely know him, the liberal influencer. We're going to play him next, Harry Sisson. Do you know him, Henry?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's on Piers Morgan with Jack Probasek, and they're asking, he's contending, where do you get this, that any substantially known Democrat goes around calling people Nazis? And they instantly launch into a laundry list of it. We'll play that next. And I interviewed Jack yesterday from my podcast, New School, Old School, Next School. And he gave me a bit of an update. It looks like the halftime show, alternate halftime show, is well underway. He had all kinds of ideas. He didn't give me the platform yet. But they're talking all kinds of things, and a lot of people are in play, a lot. I think it's happening. Based upon talking to him yesterday, you're going to see that, and you might even see it in the pregame part, then leading up to the halftime. In other words, You know, they'll try. It's the pregame stuff of Super Bowl. How much of that can you do, right? Kind of dull. They might put on a show, not the main show, but a show that captures people and then say, come back later and here's who's going to be doing X.
A tease.
Yes. So like a 10 or 15 minute tease. Take away a little bit there in the dull period. I thought that was, I told him I was going to suggest that. That's a period of time where people are not necessarily tuning into Super Bowl coverage. How many times can you go over it? And oh, you know what I mean? And then that's your lead into halftime. He didn't definitely say Trump would do it, but I think that's the first thing. You got to get Trump there, Village People, et cetera. Who knows what else? All right, 855-839-1210. We're coming to you. Hit us. Somebody, something associated with rural America.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. By the way, not going to do it every day as we used to do it at the height of it, but it looks like gas prices across the board are down to what they were sometime in 2021 when Biden took over, to that level, under $3. So if you're anywhere that you see it under $3, I know where the highest is. And it's just stunning to me. Over on Germantown Avenue in Chestnut Hill, they're routinely close to $4, despite what the rest of the world. Yeah. I don't know why people go there. It's like in the center of Chestnut Hill on your right-hand side if you're going up the hill. It's, I don't know what it is now.
Is it just high traffic area? They're like, we're going to get somebody.
Yeah, well, right. It's a high traffic area, and it has a store there, you know, that's fairly well trafficked, I guess. And I just see idiots filling. There's gas stations within 2 to 3 minutes,
right,
in a circle all around. Many times it's $3.89 or $4, close to $4. It's amazing. Ugh. So if you see one that's under $3, let's see by the end of the show the lowest that we see. We're talking regular here. That you'll see somewhere around here. I haven't filled up this week, so I haven't noticed. But it's coming that it's going to be under $3 for a while. Looking across the gas prices near $3 mark for the first time, says Fox, in years. It last reached $3 nationally, the national average, in May of 2021. Well, you know, who was just getting ensconced in office. It took him a little while to wreck things. But now we're going back to those prices. We're unleashing energy. And you heard what Dr. Coates said, what we could do even more for jobs here in Pennsylvania and to unleash energy. So if you're out there and you see anything around three or particularly under three, let us know. All right, Joe in Columbus. Joe's on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dom. Dom, suggestion for your trip to Calabria?
Yes.
Could you pack your sauce and gravy ballot box and see what the consensus is there?
Oh, yes, baby. All right. There we go. I know I'm going to lose, but okay, Ro. Now, you know.
Well.
Joe, well, Ro is the most even-keeled you met or imaginable, sweetest, nicest. But when it comes to the gravy thing, she's a cheater. She would stuff the ballot. It's crazed. Yes, I'm going to do it, though. I'm going to do it.
You got to respect Ro. She's strong in her convictions, Dom. That's hot, bud.
Yeah, I will predict it's going to be like 80-20, but I'll try to persuade them. Maybe I can speak it in Italian like Mikey Sherrill about why it's gravy.
No, it's Spanish.
Well, we're in Italy. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going right to the source there. Maybe we can all get along after that trip.
I'm going to do it, Joe. I'm going to pack light, so I'll make sure I have my ballot box in there.
Okay. All right. I'd love it. Dom, as far as John's concerned,
yes.
I wonder what John would say if well, let me put it this way. If Trump was the dictator that everybody that they're all saying he is, wouldn't he have started his own form of the Nuremberg trials by now?
Yeah, exactly. It's preposterous. And Joe, it's silly when you're going after Trump, as dangerous as it is. But when they're targeting Miller, my point, and I don't hear enough of this in the media. The guy lives in like an apartment complex. He's not at the White House with a fence around him. They're really hoping that someone goes after Miller. That's what's going on here.
Oh, absolutely. And they'll compartmentalize it. Oh, this is a one-off, and that's a one-off.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's a one-off.
Well, you heard Dr. Coates, Joe, and I never knew this. I knew she was in the Trump administration. The Iranians were going to come after her, and Biden wouldn't protect her when he was in office. I mean, the Iranians, that's pretty serious stuff.
Right, right. That's their method. That's their modus operandi.
Yeah.
And they think they stay an arm's length away. And they're not fooling half of this country.
No, exactly right. So, Joe, what do you have, rural America?
Well, Dom, mine was a vista, a realization. When you leave the city limits, like as if you're heading out towards Lancaster, and you started seeing two things, the farm silos and the rural post box, mailboxes on one side of the road, because those routes were so long that they couldn't make two passes. They wanted to go straight down, and everybody's mailbox was on one side of the road. So when you started seeing those two things, you knew you were rural.
That is a great... Now, would you say Columbus has any rural to it, Joe?
Oh, it's all horse farms out here.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Tom, we had one murder. We had one murder in the last 75 years, and it was two migrant farm workers fighting with machetes.
Well, I always love a good machete story. You know that. All right, Joe, that's a great... And that's a real insight. That's very specific. Having the mailboxes on one side, that's pretty good. Yeah, that is a good tip of rural. And I just, every time we drive to Wildwood, to Cape May, whatever, Ro says, I would never live out here. We're right around the Pine Barrens.
Yeah.
You know, as storied as the Pine Barrens are, and it's gotten a lot better. I hear they put in a Walmart last year. No, I mean,
big time.
Yeah, when you go 20 years ago, you know, 25 years ago, it was, and Pennsylvania, incredibly rural, not Delaware County. Missy's got a pretty good one here, I think that's accurate, in Chester Springs. Hey, Missy, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. Yeah, my husband and I just took a cross-country tour of the U.S., and what we saw were old signs for Trump for president.
When you're in rural areas, yeah.
Yeah, in rural areas, yeah. But all throughout the U.S., I mean, we saw a Trump warehouse and for Trump for president signs. And that was in Chattanooga, I think. But anyway, I was amazed at all the Trump stuff. We felt very at home.
Yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, Missy. I remember being on the air in 2016, and people were telling me there were traffic jams in rural Pennsylvania. They had friends or whatever. And I thought, you know, the prevailing thing till 9 o'clock that night was Hillary Clinton was going to be setting off the fireworks in Brooklyn over the Hudson, I guess. And then suddenly they were holding them. Uh-oh. And when it got around 10 or 11, you knew it was going to be a nail biter, then 44,000 votes. But in rural Pennsylvania, people were coming out of the woodwork. You couldn't park near a polling place.
Yeah.
And that was the first tell that this was going to be really close. But Pennsylvania can never count. I'm still shocked that he won Pennsylvania 2 out of 3 times. Well, the other one, disputed, Supreme Court, et cetera. But anyhow,
I mean,
it's the ultimate swing state.
It's painted out there. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Because,
right,
you know, like I drive up to Bloomsburg, you know, coming to and from, you know, Christmas break or whatever, you know, on the way to Columbia County, and you just see all these barns, farms, just huge, gigantic banners, or maybe they're painted, maybe they're spray painted into a hill in the grass next to the highway. I mean, it'd be crazy to see. It's like, oh, yeah, they love him here.
Absolutely. All right, that's a good one. Those are two really good ones. Hit me on the gas patrol here. Do you see it around $3 anywhere where you are? Okay, on Twitter, people are saying 283 in Belmar.
Ooh.
And Pennsville, 271. Wow.
Dang.
Yeah, 283 in Belmar. That is a Sunoco there off of a highway. Probably that one, I guess. That's a pretty big gas station. 271 now. This goes back till May of 2021. May of 2021. You know, give Biden a little time, and then they skyrocket it. So getting under $3 nationwide average is going to happen, or is happening right now. That's turning loose our energy supplies. You know, and I'm not going to be in the camp to ignore. I'm not. Grocery store prices are not tremendously good right now. But Walmart was on today. And they gave us their annual turkey bread basket, you know, the whole thing for, a party of 10 for Thanksgiving. And that's usually a barometer people face. Now, Walmart was really cutting cost, but it was very low. It was down 25% from last year, according to Walmart. I'm not vouching for the products there. You know, I have it catered by Walmart for Thanksgiving. Well, maybe not.
Great savings.
Yeah, get at least Target. Get them to do it. All right. 855-839-1210. Grab a line. Yeah, let's talk first, though. I've told you for years, I've talked about the health benefits. It was Rescue 1250 for me. Of Rescue Omega-3s as part of my daily routine. They support a healthy heart, cholesterol levels. They reduce inflammation, and they promote joint comfort. That's a lot of stuff. Taking them is one of the easiest things I can do and you can do. Now it's your turn. Just give your body the support it needs to stay healthy, strong, and active with one of Rescue Omega-3 supplements. Right now, use the code OMEGA50 for an exclusive buy one, get one free offer on any Rescue Omega-3 supplement, including their most popular Rescue 1250. That's the one I take for years. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483, or just use the code OMEGA50 online at res-q.com. Remember, the code is OMEGA50. Buy one, get another Rescue Omega-3 absolutely free at res-q.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Just saw this report, and we're looking for more. Fox 29 reporting. I'm looking at the Ada Lewis School, where Ms. Scott was found, Larry Krasner, the whole national story. They're saying additional remains recovered where Kata Scott was found. I think that means additional to her. But we're looking, Henry, at 6ABC. Let me know if you see anything they report on it. There was some sense that it wasn't just the guy in question who crawls with this stuff, but that they knew where to look, ultimately, because of a tip. And there's a contention out there, and I share it, that this means there were people that worked with him, at least one or more. And it could have been that, who knows, were there others other than Ms. Scott? And I guess it brings up the question, what is it going to take for Philadelphia not to be insane? Because as it stands right now, just reading the tea leaves, Krasner is worried, there is no doubt. And I'm predicting you're going to see the black ministers of Philadelphia. They're going to come together. There's going to be a laying of hands. There'll be a whole thing with Krasner, more money for all these favorite programs. Anytime he's in trouble. And you would think, under ordinary circumstances, this would be a nail biter. This would be, wow. Judge Dugan was on Fox today. Why is the local media not interviewing him as a judge to lay out in layman's terms exactly what Krasner does day by day? They're not interested in that. They're only interested in the murder mystery drama of it. They're not so much interested in saying what I've been saying. Morons on city council. There ought to be an investigation. The city of Philadelphia, the citizens through city council, appropriate the money to Krasner to go back. Exactly how was this decision made? Who said what? Who was the supervisor? Why? Point by point by point, under oath. Krasner is not telling the truth on several aspects of this, including you couldn't find a judge. They didn't want to fight hard on this case. It's not just they're incompetent. That's true, too. They get the vibe. We're not going to fight to protect you. This is insanity. It's not a civilization in Philadelphia when it comes down to this. And their defense is always on the left, in Rittenhouse Square, Chestnut Hill. He's following the Constitution. You guys, you conservatives, Krasner cleans his glasses. You don't believe in the Constitution. Anytime, Larry. We can debate anytime, anywhere, in your offices, with hundreds of your minions around. You see anything else, Sarah Henry? Anybody else report? I see this on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not 29. Seeing anything right
okay.
now.
Okay. Saying that additional remains recovered where Cadis Scott was found is the report from Fox 29. And as I said,
there's one Kirk saw, as well. I haven't seen any updates to that one.
Okay. And I can't play it. This computer, stranger, doesn't play sound. I think she's talking about the idea of another body or additional remains that would be another body. I don't think it's like more of Cadis Scott when talking about additional
remains. Play the media coverage of that if you'd like.
Okay, let's hear Fox 29. Yes.
Investigators have not announced who killed Kata or how she died. That's part of an active and ongoing police investigation, and they say homicide charges will be coming. Now, there was also another active search happening behind the school today. Law enforcement sources tell me additional remains were recovered today, and as they are testing that evidence, police held the scene.
All right, so additional remains were found. I told you some of the things that were out there around this. We'll see. Hopefully we have more clarity before the end of the show. But again, Northeast Philadelphia, you're on the clock. You've had the Kool-Aid your life. I got to vote. I'm a Democrat. I'm in a union. My God. All right, if Krasner wins and wins handily, it's just another day in Philadelphia. How in the world can we look at people that vote for Krasner? Do we look at them as ignorant? They're just not paying attention to this stuff? I mean, it's impossible not to, you would think. People in the insulated neighborhoods, they love what he's doing. They think that we're, knuckle draggers. He is delivering safety and also at the same time, the Constitution. Has nothing to do with that. It's pure ideology. By the way, he's now, the only thing that he's revved up about is not protecting people like Miss Scott. They're bringing home another person they claim in the Daily News or the Inquirer claims was innocent. And Krasner has scoped this out. You're going to see it over the next 24 hours. And they're making a plea to bring this guy out, and away we go. And that's how they console themselves. The blood, the carnage, they think it's all made up. They can't wait to vote for their savior. It's an indictment just of processing anything and a worldview that is deadly. It's not silly, it's deadly. That's what this guy delivers. And every institution in town, pretty much. I mean, some of the local media, Steve Keeley, people like that. But Talk Radio 1210, you know it, and I know it. And, of course, some people in social media, like Frankie Scales and others. They're not covering it in that manner. They're covering the crime drama part of this. That's what got the national attention. You know, podcasters will tell you that's the hottest thing out there. Crime drama. And this had all the makings of it while the search was going on. But what about the reality of it? Well, that's where we come in on Talk Radio 1210. With all that's going on nationally, the story bubbles up nationally, locally. They're not holding Krasner's feet to the fire on this and demanding an investigation right now of who did what, who said what, when, rather than these vague things of inexperience. All right, phone lines coming to you. Get some more. Hit us with rural America. And we got somebody, Phil, will check in. How much is gas? I guess it's in Delaware. $2.49 a gallon. Wow.
Oh,
that is...
make me want to move.
That's stunning. Nice. That is stunning. Of course, we all know why Jersey gas is not that much cheaper than the other side of the bridge. And thank you, Chris Christie, who made that grand deal about the sales tax would go down. But the gas tax would go up, depending. And then Phil Murphy said, never mind. We're going to keep the sales tax as high as it was.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. Can you imagine Christie played that way and telling everybody, oh, man, your sales tax is going to be so much better. So what if gas? That's a compromise. Democrats are not compromising. They're going to tax and tax some more. If they're in power, they're taxing. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk about Diane Cardano. We just had a great event, my great friend, Diane Cardano Casaccio. And the event was this, a few times a year, we do a breakfast seminar with Diane, and she lays out the way to avoid the one thing you don't want if you're selling your home or thinking about selling your home. Could be a year, 2 years out. You don't want that home to sit there on the market. You go, well, what's wrong? We did everything, right? The photos look fine. The location's great. No offers. Because the longer that goes on, the more your equity goes down. Buyers are just going to ask one question. It's human nature. What's wrong with this house? Yeah, I don't see anything. What's wrong with it? And that's when the price and your hard-earned equity drop fast. Diane discussed that, and she gave you a ton of solutions last week if you were a listener that was there with me at the breakfast seminar. And people took her up on that she's going to take a look at your house on YouTube or come and physically take a look at it and tell you point by point, sometimes just really not so costly things to do that will greatly enhance the value and also prevent that dreadful sitting on the market. What's wrong with that house? You don't want to have that. Just give Diane a call right now, particularly, I don't care if it's a year, 6 months, whatever it is that you're thinking about it, let her take a look. You want to get ahead of this. Get her insight by calling her directly at 215-576-8666 or go to 215-576-8666.com. All right, Dom Giordano's show. So this morning, Karen Bass and some radical congresspeople are launching, they Democrats on the Oversight Committee, a website that's going to track every instance of ICE activity based upon all their spotters out there. Now, if this is not placing a target on the, these are the same people, why are you wearing a mask, the whole deal. Here we go. They're going to track them and come down to this alert to people around this. So, if you're in the, what this is going to do is going to make ICE even more defensive in dealing with this. It's going to draw mobs there. And in the short term, you know, they'll be overrun. And we know many times the police, like in Portland and other places, are not going to assist officer. We saw it in Chicago. These people are serious about coming after ICE cops. Stephen Miller, the Nazi stuff, they are seriously provoking stuff that will be violent. By the way, too, we're checking, and the Haverford people can always call, the Havertown people, I'm sorry, can always call and tell us the report we got yesterday from somebody in the know there that it cost $60,000 for all the stuff they had to do to hold their protest there. It seems a little bit high, but, you know. Maybe there were a lot of police there yesterday.
That's the government.
Yeah.
Of course,
right.
It's going to be high.
Yeah. But what was the figure to have all that fun for people out there in Havertown yesterday? All right. So 855-839-1210, AT&T, Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Something rural. Go to David because he's got a gas price update, too, in South Carolina. David in Lexington. David, what's the gas rate in South Carolina for regular?
I'm afraid y'all going to get mad at me when I tell you.
Okay.
Last I saw was 231.
Wow. That is unbelievable. Wow. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah. And in fact, I had a friend of mine said they saw it for like 229. I don't know where I was at, but
now you're really rubbing it in. Yes, now yes. You're really rubbing it in. Yes, it's getting really ridiculous here. We're praying for under $3.
Yeah, that's what we hope for premium, I guess. But
yeah.
you know, as far as John's call yesterday, I'll just say three words that we say a lot down here. Bless your heart. That's all you can say.
Yeah, Nuremberg trials is the new thing. But, David, I think we've unlocked something here with Trump. Same old stuff, Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. When you go to this level with Stephen Miller, again,
right.
I don't know the full – I'm sure he has some degree. And you heard Dr. Coates. Yeah, he's protected. But you have mobs out there. That's why we have the fence, the Secret Service, missiles, and everything else at the White House. He doesn't have that.
Right. Yeah, it's just horrible. They don't know the words they use, or they don't know the context of them, or they're just saying them to be inflammatory. I don't know what it is, but it gives them
something. The ideation's not there, I think, David. It gives them something to fall back on and get ratcheted up toward.
Right.
And the smarter ones got to know, come on, this is not Hitler. It's not Nazis. There's nobody out there like that. You got to reserve that in that field. And now we're putting it on Miller as Goebbels. That's what they've landed on.
Yeah, I agree. Well, as far as my side answer, I had so many things. I was bouncing around from thing to thing to thing, and I kind of settled on one thing that I associate a lot with rural areas, and that's dirt roads.
Yep, that's a good one. Mm. That definitely works. We've had some really good insight. Got some on board, too, that I think work.
Nice truck driving down a dirt road, dust
there
kicking up.
With the gun rack in the back.
Yes, yeah. Is it still that way now, or are we stirred? I think it's still pretty much. I mean, it's changed slightly. But I think it is pretty much has some of these same sensibilities of rural. And Henry says you got to go past Coatesville. I would agree with that to get anywhere near it. But once you do, Pennsylvania's still pretty rural. Somebody sent me a picture yesterday. It is Dunshore, I believe I was talking about, with the bait shop and jewelry store in one building.
Never even heard of it.
And one traffic light. that was there. Dwight Evans even told me, he said, and the person wasn't mean. He was running for lieutenant governor in 1988. She came up and shook his hand and said, I've never seen a black person before.
Wow.
He told me. Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's 37 years ago. But, you know.
Still, that's.
I know that he told me that several times that. And it wasn't offensive. It was being honest, and it's changed. It is more diverse, but still. You get out there past Coatesville, and you're seeing rural America. All right, we've had some great ones on this. Hit us with that. We have Dom's Money Melody coming up, and we got a couple of other things that have been breaking. But this story with Krasner, I'm waiting to see his response. Fox 29, the only one I've seen on Twitter reporting, we played it for you, of other remains found there. I'm not sure what they're saying because there was an allegation out there. Could this guy have been involved with even more? And look at him. It's certainly possible. This is what he's doing. I don't know how he had $20,000 is a question I would answer. He came up with $20,000 in cash to get out of jail. How did he have $20,000? Did somebody put it up for them? Who are those somebodies? And what are they up to? Allegedly, he was stealing cars, setting cars on fire, and murdering people. And yet, he still was walking around in Philadelphia. And yet, Philadelphia goes, oh, I thought this was a crime drama. Where do I vote for Larry Krasner? 855-839-1210.
Dom's Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.